This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Can you understand the frustration, though, that Americans have about the situation at the border?
It's not a monolith. There are a variety of components to this.
Listen, you little wiseacre. I'm smart, you're dumb. I'm big, you're little. I'm right, you're wrong. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Then under the previous administration, they decimated a system that was designed to address immigration.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars.
I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him.
I just hate him, I hate him, I hate him.
And she said, we're going to get him. That her whole campaign was based on that. This was just a continuation of a witch hunt.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I mentioned that one of our new employees, Emma Foley, has moved to South Boston. And she's complaining in a new column, which is a funny column that's up on the website about the parking problems and the general driving woes in the city of Boston. 603 says, another one of your employees has relocated to Southie, Howie. Have you taught them nothing? I don't have any control over where they live. She wanted to move to South Boston. When Grace moved to South Boston, the only thing I told her was, if you move to South Boston, you can't be driving around the Howie Carr Show car, which had my face on it. On a one of those shrink wrapped covers of the above the paint job, and because they would be the car would have been vandalized, so she had to give up the car, and we took the shrink wrap of my face off the car, a real blow to my ego. I loved riding around in a car that had my face.
Are you kidding me? If that car got busted up in Southie, you would have loved that.
Not really.
No, you would have taken great joy in that.
I would have cried when the deductible came in at like $500 or whatever. No, she didn't take the car into South Boston, so it was okay. But anyway, I didn't tell Emma where to live, and it's her call. You know, I think if you read this column, I think you'll see that she's discovering what Grace and what so many other people have discovered, which is, if you like to have a car, probably Southie is not really the place for you anymore. You know, it's maybe once upon a time when most people took the bus to the Broadway station in the lower end. Then there were parking spaces in South Boston. Now, not so much, and there are a lot fewer parking spaces. Period, as we all know. You know, whether it's at Logan Airport or on Boylston Street or anywhere else, they don't like parking spaces anymore. They want to turn them into bike lanes and bus lanes and electric charging stations. Not fun. Not fun to be a strap hanger or a motorist in the city of Boston anymore. Time now for the Chump Line.
Judicial misconduct review. You mean more like a promotion and a pay raise?
Exactly. That's what's going to happen with Shelley Joseph. I mean, you talk about wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I mean, who are they kidding? Oh, we've decided to drop the criminal charges against the corrupt Democrat judge who's been paid for doing nothing for 4 years. It's going to go before the Commission on Judicial Conduct. Oh, really? You don't say. Oh, they'll give her a real slap on the wrist.
The Dow Jones is stalled. Inflation is at a 40-year high. Interest rates are skyrocketing. Wow. I really miss Jimmy Carter right now.
Yeah. Yeah, but man, January 6th, Donald Trump, man.
America is back.
Dodd decision, Supreme Court, man.
Way back there.
Yeah, exactly. America is back. The Commission on Judicial Conduct is going to throw the book at Shelley Joseph. A comic book. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It is incumbent upon you to be prepared as global unrest endangers your food supply. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase.
Now the feds have broomed Shelley Joseph's case. Do you think they'll give him more time to work on Kobe Baker's case?
Yeah. Gropey Baker, the son of Charlie Baker, the state decided to kick that case to the feds, and that went into broom. So I guess they've swept the Shelley Joseph case under the rug, where it will reside next to the Gropey Baker case, where he was charged or was alleged to have groped a female passenger on a JetBlue flight from Washington D.C. It's a bipartisan brooming process that we have here in the Commonwealth.
They crap all over us, but that's how forests grow.
Yeah, compost. That's what it is. Think of it that way. Then when they crap on you, it's just compost to help vegetation grow. And the vegetation and vegetables, and the vegetables become Democrat voters.
My goodness. The We Stand With Immigrants community of Martha's Vineyard threw those 50 immigrants out faster than environmentalist Ted Kennedy killed the Cape Cod wind farm.
He killed something else on the island of Martha's Vineyard, as we know, but I won't get into that. By the way, Turtle Boy, tbdailynews.com, there's a funny story there about one of the leading Karens on the island of Martha's Vineyard. Apparently, she's had some problems with the local constabulary, Taylor.
Like?
Sticky fingers. There's a farm, an organic farm on the island that runs on the honor system. And I don't know what the disposition of the case was, but according to the local newspapers, she was arrested at one point for allegedly stealing money from the organic farm's honor system.
It's deplorable.
Yes, it is. Yeah, everything about that island seems to be deplorable.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the hippie folks in the community to recognize and understand that try as they might, they'll never be able to make a mess out of the morning commute. That's what the MBTA is for. Oh no, this is still recording.
Yeah. How shocking is it that the Orange Line really isn't back up to 100%? When was the last time the Orange Line was at 100%? Probably when they were still operating the Rattler, the elevated lines. Down through the South End and Roxbury into Jamaica Plain.
I have two words for the state of California: Soylent Green.
Yeah, they're going to allow human composting in California. There are a lot of very disturbing trends going on there. They want to shut down all fossil fuel. They want to stop selling internal combustion motor vehicles. They want to open the borders to all illegal aliens. No wonder all the tax-paying, law-abiding Americans are clearing out of California. You would have thought they would have been gone years ago, but the few remaining ones are departing.
Plug's political life has been really mediocre, basically because the guy's such a joker. The only career that comes anywhere near would be the one of Madam Spoker.
If you didn't hear the sound cuts yesterday, Spoker, Speaker, Spoke. Do we have that
Spoker,
cut?
Spoker, Speaker, Spoke to.
Spoker, Speaker, Spoke to.
Spoker, Speaker, Spoke to.
Maybe we quote you on that, Mr. President.
More proof it's the newest witch hunt when even deep state Bush 41 loyalist Bill Barr says Letitia James's suit versus Trump is a political hit job.
Yes, it is. I'm sure those sales of his book have been rather disappointing, so he's trying to ingratiate himself to the people who actually read books and watch Fox News and Newsmax. So he's backpedaling. He's a swamp creature par excellence, I think.
Hey, Howie, let's declare Biden's presidency a disaster area. Then we can get some money from FEMA. You know, the fascist emperor's money account.
The entire United States of America, I think you're correct, could be declared a disaster area at this point. And it's only going to get worse as the weather gets colder.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Fall. What happens when Joe Biden or Howie Carr get on a bicycle?
Hey, I didn't come here to be made sport of. But at least I've never fallen off a stationary bike. I've always been moving when I've had my accidents, unlike a certain resident of Brandon Falls, Delaware.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Update on the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average year to date is down 18%. Thank you, Brandon. All right, that's it for the Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line of brand new messages, that's available. That's called Chopped Chumps. Those are the messages we didn't play just now. We post them every weeknight around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can get Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared as this global unrest endangers your food supply chain. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase. ReadyWise.com, use code Howie10.
My goodness. The We Stand With Immigrants community of Martha's Vineyard threw those 50 immigrants out faster than environmentalist Ted Kennedy killed the Cape Cod wind farm.
Yes. But, you know, they're doing well at Joint Base Cape Cod. They know their way around the Cape Cod Mall now. They know the bars of downtown Hyannis. It's a wonderful... They're assimilating well. Soon they'll be taken to the Department of Transitional Assistance so they can really get on their feet, get some Section 8 housing, a mass health card, an EBT card, a TANF card, temporary assistance to needy families, which is permanent assistance to non-needy non-families. And it's everything free in America. That's the root cause of the border crisis. Everything free in America. Why doesn't Kamala Harris just ask you or me? We could tell her. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the Chump Line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Chump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code word Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What should have happened to Judge Shelley Joseph after her indictment? Should she have been fired from her $207,000 a year job, imprisoned, or promoted to a higher judgeship?
She should have been imprisoned.
49% say imprisoned, 47% say fired, and only 4% say promoted.
The numbers have been moving around a little bit. People are thinking it through, I think. 844-500-4242. Ask yourself what would happen to you if you had done what she did and you weren't a member of multiple protected classes, being a Bill Clinton campaign staffer, a member of the Democrat State Committee, a resident of La-Di-Da, Brookline, and now South Natick. You would be in prison for letting a career criminal out the back door of your courtroom, I dare say. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your staff that are helping everything that goes on in this country. I live in the beautiful God's green earth area of North Carolina, and I heat with multiple sources, and I'm wondering how long you think it'll be before the Green New Steel bans wood-burning stoves?
That's a really good question, Dennis, because you would think that if they're concerned about air pollution or carbon emissions, they would be really down on wood stoves, and they would be promoting nuclear energy, wouldn't they? Or nuclear energy is even cleaner than natural gas, and they don't like either one of those sources of fuel, do they?
No, they like the money. They like the money, Howie.
Yeah. I don't know what the answer is. I hope that, they said that the Senate race in North Carolina is still pretty close. I'm guessing that, what's his name? Bud, the Republican, is going to win. But, it shouldn't even be close. I mean, none of these races should be close given the price of heating oil and the price of gasoline and the price of propane and the price of electricity. I mean, forget about food. Just the cost of staying warm and getting around should be enough to convince everybody not to vote for the Democrats. This is insane what's been going on. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur, quickly.
Howie, thank you for taking my call. I want to make a comment on all these bus lanes and bike lanes. I'm a medical transporter. I take people that are pretty sick to medical appointments. I'm now running a half an hour to 40 minutes late for these appointments, and I'll make it quick. Here's an example. I tried to get a woman back home from Tufts Medical Center. I had to wait 26 minutes to go from their front door to Neyland Street. She was in a facility.
Neyland Street, that ain't far away from...
Howie, it takes me 80 seconds to walk.
Right. It's such a mess. Why doesn't someone say to Michelle Wu, hey, we don't need all these bike lanes. We don't need all these bus lanes. People still use cars. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Now Fauci is admitting that he knew lockdowns would impact kids. This was at some conference of the Atlantic Magazine, or what used to be known as the Atlantic Monthly, which is totally 180 degrees different from what he told Neil Cavuto on Fox a couple of months ago. He said, oh, no, no, no. There was no hurt to these kids. They didn't lose anything by just not going to school for 2 years and having to, you know, wear masks. Nothing happened. 844-500-4242. Kurt Schlichter is a lawyer in Southern California. And he's a good columnist for Town Hall, and he's written some funny books. And yesterday, after the civil indictment against Donald Trump was filed by Letitia Peekaboo James in New York State, he did a Twitter thread about what was in this indictment and what was going to happen, or what was in this complaint. And he's joining us now on the line. Kurt Schlichter, good to hear from you. You're a lawyer. You're familiar with these kinds of complaints, aren't you? But this is a different kind of a complaint, isn't it?
Well, look, it's a civil complaint. If they had anything on him, they'd have filed criminal charges, but of course they don't. So they do a civil complaint because they know it's going to get dragged out. They know they know it's garbage. You know, eventually it's either going to get settled for pennies or thrown out and dismissed. And I did, you know, I'm sitting in my palatial law office. I do this kind of law. I've got published opinions on civil fraud issues. I mean, I know a little about it. And I'm looking at this complaint, and I'm just not seeing the stuff I would expect if it was serious, like an allegation that all these alleged frauds caused damage to the person suing. The person suing, of course, is the state of New York. The state of New York is right. The party. How did, if he goes to the Bank of Savings and Loan and says, this building here is worth $750 million, uses collateral, and of course, let's put aside the bank, because banks don't check on collateral, right? You know, when you buy a house, they never appraise it or anything.
Right, or a credit line. A credit line, just, to put your kid through college or something like that.
Last time I applied for a HELOC, the only good news I got was, hey, you got some polyps. You ought to go see your proctologist. It was a very intensive exam. But let's put that aside. Let's assume that he takes the loan with the Bank of Savings and Loans and pays back the Bank of Savings and Loans, because there's no allegation he didn't. And Bank of Savings and Loan is happy, and Trump is happy. Who got damaged? And certainly, how did the New York State get damaged? Well, it didn't. So it's not a fraud claim. It's just baloney.
How about the fact that she says that he overvalued the net worth of his property so he could get lower taxes? How does that work? I don't get it.
How do you what, so what tax, what tax are they talking about?
I don't understand.
About local property tax? Wow, I wish I was Donald Trump and got to go value my own home for purposes of property taxes here in Los Angeles. That'd be great. It's worth $52. I mean, this is crazy. The assessor, what the assessor does? He assesses, Bowie. He assesses. They don't call you up and go, how much did it take you out?
Right.
Now, look, admittedly, the income tax system does rest on honest reporting of your income. Okay, but they check it. They have ways of auditing you. You get 1099s. You get W-2s. There are backfills. It does require some compliance, and there are ways to cheat. But saying, this property, and I'm still trying to get over, is the property he overvaluing it when he's getting loans, but undervaluing it when he's talking to the government? Is that his plan?
None of this makes any sense.
When you take it out, that $750 million loan, is there some underwriter there who just kind of hits his forehead with his palm and goes, gosh, I trash it. I asked for his tax returns. Have you ever bought a house without turning over your tax returns? I haven't. I want your lender if you have.
I know. I'm just thinking if you just want to get a fairly short money loan with a line of credit, or you just want to get a line of credit because you might need the money, you have to get an appraisal, and you as the person who's going to get the money, you have to pay for the appraisal. the bank charges, you know, makes you pay to get the appraisal so they'll know how much they can lend you.
I'm familiar with this phenomenon. I'm very familiar, both as a lawyer and from a guy who bought property.
I think most of the people listening to us talk, Kurt, are not lawyers, and they're familiar with this phenomenon. But apparently the Attorney General of New York State and her staff are not familiar with this phenomenon.
Well, look, even if you buy a car, you're bringing in your W-2. How much you make last year? You know, you want to buy a Ferrari? Great. How much you make last year? Well, you know, about $22,000. Okay, you don't get the Ferrari. All right, there's a Yugo out back. You can have that. I'm looking at this, it's actually a very popular thread. The president just retruthed it a few minutes ago. My phone went, hey, President Trump retruthed your tweets. Well, okay. Here's what she did 48 days before the election, where she's running against Mike Baker, who may just win.
He's ahead in the poll right now. He's ahead in the Trafalgar poll. Yeah, by 2 points.
Yeah, 48 days before, she files his bogus suit. Okay, it takes 20. He has to get served, and then I think he's got 20 to 30 days to respond. I'm not a New York lawyer, so I don't know. Then he writes up a motion to dismiss, because of course you're going to challenge the pleading, because they don't plead any damages. And the judge is going to get it. The judge is going to set hearing. Normally, I'm not talking about any unfairness or anything. It's going to happen in January,
so,
February.
Kurt,
I'm not
a lawyer, but let me just fill me in on this. You say this, and if you don't suffer a loss, then what is the basis for the suit?
There isn't one. Let me break it down really simple. Okay, civil fraud. And I know there are people out there going, well, Kurt, there are other additional, but the main elements, the ones that matter. A misrepresentation, that's element one. That causes, that's...
Yeah. Did we lose him? I think we lost him. It's a misrepresentation. We'll get him back on. It's a misrepresentation that causes a loss. But nobody's alleging that there were any losses. He didn't defraud any banks in the sense that he repaid all of the loans that he took out. So what exactly is the basis of the suit? It doesn't make any sense, other than the fact that she's running for re-election, she's behind in the polls. She said she was going to get him. She hasn't gotten him. Even that nitwit district attorney in Manhattan, he gave up on trying to get him. So what you were saying is there can be a misrepresentation, but if there's no loss suffered from the misrepresentation, even if there were one, there's no basis for the lawsuit. Is that correct, Kurt?
That's absolutely right. Remember, you have to plead in the complaint elements and then prove them. The basic element, misrepresentation, that causes, second element, third element, damage to the person suing. They don't plead how the alleged misrepresentation caused, element three, damage to the state of New York. They just don't plead it, but she doesn't care because it's not going to get in front of a judge on motion to dismiss until 3 months after the stupid election.
You know, I saw that yesterday when I was reading these first stories, they said that Trump offered to settle. And I was thinking, as I thought about what he was accused of, which is nothing, I said, how does he settle up? And then he told Sean Hannity last night, he said he did offer to settle just to get rid of it as the nuisance value was worth settling. But he said, how did I know what to settle for when I didn't do anything? And I thought that was a good point, too, Trump.
People settle bad cases all the time because it's very expensive. Look, say somebody wanted to hire me. I'm very expensive. You should see my wife. She's worth the money. She's like, you know, she requires me to take it care of. I've got a very nice car. I'm very expensive. Lawyers are very expensive. And that's one of the tragedies of this January 6th thing. All these people are getting, like, hit with all these subpoenas and everything. So you got a lawyer going, okay, $900, $1,000 an hour, every hour, boom, boom, boom. And they're going bankrupt. Donald Trump, he can afford it. But a lot of people will settle to avoid having to litigate. That's not unusual. It's certainly not an admission of being wrong. People settle cases that they think are bad all the time. all the time. It means nothing other than they want it gone. So if Trump says, I'll pay her, you know, $50,000 to make this go away, why not? He's going to pay that in legal fees in the first 3 days.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned in this word lawfare in your tweets.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a new concept over the last few years. But why don't you explain to people what lawfare is?
Okay. What the legal system should do when it's done right and properly is, leave aside the criminal thing. The civil law should allow citizens or entities, including the states, to resolve disputes in front of a fair fact finder with set rules and things. It's a dispute resolution mechanism. That's what it's supposed to be. So that presumes that you have a good faith dispute. What lawfare does is use the hassle and expense of the system as the actual goal. In other words, you want to inflict the hassle of litigation on your opponent,
right,
to hopefully get your opponent to conform to the behaviors you want. So she's not suing Trump because the state of New York is out any set amount of money. I know they asked for $250 million, but everybody asked for $250 million. What she is trying to do is something different than resolve the dispute. She is trying to affect the election and help her losing cause. She's trying to inflict harm on Trump. She's out there to give Jeffrey Toobin-esque joy to the Democrat base.
Right. You know, we had Peter Navarro on earlier today, and the former Trump aide. He's charged with a misdemeanor. Contempt of Congress. You and I think, Kurt, are guilty of contempt of Congress, but he's been charged with a misdemeanor. His legal bills are already $700,000. This is lawfare. Yeah. They're trying to destroy him.
What they want to do is bankrupt enough conservatives so they refuse to go into government because they can't risk it. The only way is, and I'm writing a town hall column that will go up Monday about this, the only way that we address this is we do the same thing to the Democrats. Mutually assured destruction. You guys want to play horsey? This is horsey, guys. You like it? I don't think you're going to like it. I don't think you're going to like it at all. But those are the new rules. I didn't vote for them. You guys did, but they are the new rules.
Kurt Schlichter, what's your new book, and where can people order it?
Well, the new book is We'll Be Back, The Fall and Rise of America. You can get that right now. But on October 15th, the seventh Kelly Turnbull conservative action novel drops, Inferno. As you know, the last one was called The Split, set in Boston, partly. Inspired very much by you, Howie.
Well, that's great. I look forward to reading that. Inspired by Howie Carr.
Yeah,
ripped from the headlines.
Inspired by Howie Carr. I had six different characters named Sully.
Anybody named Fitzy?
No, but there's a shootout at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah. That happened. That could happen. The Dunkin' Donuts are going out of business. That's how bad the Brandon economy is. One town is totally without Dunkin's. I know. It's a tragedy.
Look, if you can't sell Dunkin' Donuts in Massachusetts, you got a problem.
I think it may be not so much a lack of sales, but lack of help to actually dish out the coffee and the donuts. Kurt Schlichter, thanks for being with us. Check out Kurt's books at Amazon or any fine bookstores anywhere. 844-500-4242. Having a routine in life is important. It can make you feel productive or just bring you comfort through life's up and downs. And, you know, one of the nice things about a routine is you do something enjoyable every day. That's what a good routine is. And one of those good routines is having time to yourself and just to enjoy your music, your podcast, take a walk and not have to worry about anything else. And a part of that is having earbuds, and the best earbuds you can take to have premium audio with you wherever you go are Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to, whether it's a podcast or true crime or jazz or anything else, or classical music. Bach is always a good classical listen. They feature the Raycon Everyday Earbuds feature noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during my brisk morning walk on the brook path here in Wellesley. And soon I'll be back in Florida walking on the bike path along the Intercoastal Waterway. It's just nice to have those Raycon wireless earbuds. And, you know, they're so comfortable, and the most important thing about them is they do not budge. You don't have to worry about them falling out of your ears. With Raycon, you also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. That means, generally speaking, you don't have to charge them on a weeknight. You can do it on the weekends. And I love this, the fact that they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's Everyday Earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Howie. I just want to know why we don't have any pro bono lawyers on our side of the aisle. You know, if you've got a bunch of terrorists coming into this country, you can bet your bottom dollar a whole bunch of leftist lawyers will line up to give those people pro bono defense.
The judge that let the illegal alien out, her lawyers were paid for by the state. And then the state said, I don't think we should be paying for these lawyers. So they decided to work pro bono. All those illegal aliens that are down at Joint Base Cape Cod that were on Martha's Vineyard, they all have lawyers, Carol, pro bono.
Yes. And Kurt Schlichter is like, I have to charge $900 an hour because I have a fancy wife. It's like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why aren't you taking care of these people? Just a couple of hours a week, maybe twice a month. You know, and give them a little free help. I don't want to hear about your fancy wife. I'm a nurse, and I take care of people who are dying in their homes. And I can't count the number of times I've either prorated my fee or waived it altogether.
The case of Peter Navarro, where his tab is already $700,000 for defending himself against a misdemeanor. I mean, they're just hitting him with stuff every day because he's up against the government. They have unlimited resources, literally unlimited resources. They can spend whatever they need, throw as many people as they want, as many filings, you know, and it doesn't cost them a cent. They're happy to do it. They're on the government payroll. So I don't think you can blame Kurt Schlichter for the fact that he has to make a living. Thanks for the call, Carol. Dave, we're out of time. We'll take some more calls. When we come back. 844-500-4242. We'll talk a little bit more about this Shelley Joseph case with the she's going back onto the bench sooner probably rather than later after she gets a wrist slap from the Commission on Judicial Conduct. I'm Howie Carr.